Dershowitz may hope to terminate that practice by forcing torture to go public, but why would states that covertly violate a torture ban observe a warrant requirement? The Bush administration has focused not on ticking bomb justifications, but on what counts as torture, arguing that the new coercive interrogation methods are merely cruel, inhuman, or degrading, and so should not count. Yet at stake is ultimately the justificational issue. Are the new methods, which depart from historical paradigms like the strappado, enough like the old methods that reasons to ban torture apply to both? Are they comparably evil? The definitional challenge and the more direct justificational challenge to torture in today's debates correspond to the two main elements of an evil on my analysis. President Bush's definitional challenge disputes the idea that his harsh interrogation is intolerably harmful, and so withholds the term torture. In the purely subjective sense, torture is meant to be intolerable. It's in the normative sense, what a decent life or death cannot tolerate, that the definitional challenge disputes the intolerable harmfulness of torture. The more direct justificational challenge is that of Bentham, Walser, and Dershowitz. It disputes either that an open policy of torture is inexcusably wrong, or that a policy of defying torture bans in extreme circumstances is. And it offers a scenario suggesting possible excuses.